Welcome to another deep dive into the world of AI. We always find such fascinating stuff to explore, and today is no exception.
No kidding. It's really incredible to see how AI is being applied in so many different areas.
Absolutely. And for this deep dive, we've got a document here outlining five case studies of businesses using AI.
Five. That's a lot to unpack.
It is, but they're all really interesting, and I think they'll give us a good sense of how AI is actually being used to, solve real-world problems and even boost profits.
Yeah, I'm always interested in seeing how AI goes beyond the hype and actually delivers tangible results.
Me too. So let's jump right in.
Sounds good.
Our first case study focuses on a B2B company that was struggling with sales forecasting and lead identification.
Okay, a common challenge for many businesses.
Definitely, they had tons of data in their CRM system,
Yeah.
but they weren't really using it to its full potential.
So how did they bring AI into the picture?
They decided to leverage their existing CRM data and implemented an AI-powered analytics app.
Interesting. And what kind of results did they see?
Well, the AI was able to analyze the data and identify patterns and insights that humans had missed.
That makes sense. AI is great at spotting patterns that might not be obvious to us.
Right. And these insights led to a potential 15% to 30% increase in closed deals.
Wow, that's huge.
It is. And it wasn't just about increasing sales. The AI also helped them streamline their sales process.
How so?
Well, they were able to reduce the sales cycle by 20% to 30%, meaning deals were closing faster.
That's impressive. I bet that translated into significant cost savings as well.
Absolutely. By automating routine tasks and optimizing workflows, AI can free up sales teams to focus on higher value activities like building relationships.
Right. It's all about working smarter, not harder.
Exactly. It's like having a superpowered assistant that can sift through mountains of data and identify the most promising leads.
And even suggest personalized sales strategies.
Exactly. But it's important to remember that this isn't just about plugging in an AI and watching the magic happen.
Right. Successful implementation requires a strategic blend of both technical and business expertise.
Absolutely. You need data scientists and AI engineers who understand the algorithms and the technology, but you also need sales analysts who can interpret the insights and translate them into actionable strategies.
It's about finding that sweet spot where human expertise and AI capabilities intersect.
Exactly. Now let's shift gears from the corporate world to the world of fashion. Our next case study features a brand that wanted to tackle two major challenges: reducing waste and boosting sales.
Seems like a tall order, right?
It is. But this fashion brand found a unique solution by embracing AI-powered on-demand manufacturing.
On-demand manufacturing. I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
They created an app that allows customers to personalize their clothing orders so they can choose the style, the color, the fit, everything.
So it's all about customization and catering to individual preferences.
Exactly. But the real innovation is behind the scenes. Instead of mass producing clothes and hoping they sell, this app allows them to manufacture only what's ordered.
Okay, that's where the AI comes in, right?
You got it. The AI analyzes customer preferences, predicts demand for different styles and sizes, and even optimizes the cutting process to minimize fabric waste.
Wow, so they're literally weaving sustainability and profitability together.
They are, and the results are impressive. They were able to significantly reduce their environmental footprint, and they doubled their sales.
Doubled their sales. That's incredible. How did they manage to achieve that?
Well, the personalized aspect definitely played a role, but another key factor was the AI's ability to implement dynamic pricing.
Dynamic pricing, what's that?
It means the AI analyzes real-time data, like material costs, production capacity, and even competitor pricing, to adjust prices on the fly.
So they're using AI to find that perfect price point, the sweet spot where customers are happy and the business is thriving.
Exactly. It's pretty impressive. Now let's switch gears again and delve into the world of data centers, the backbone of our digital lives.
Data centers, those massive computing hubs that power everything we do online.
Precisely. And our next case study explores how AI can keep these complex systems running smoothly and efficiently.
Okay, because downtime for a data center can be a nightmare for businesses, right?
Absolutely. Imagine losing access to your data, your applications, your entire online presence.
It could be crippling.
It could, but with AI, businesses can proactively manage their data centers and prevent these potentially catastrophic issues.
So how does AI work its magic in this setting?
This case study highlights an AI-powered data center management app. Think of it as a 247 virtual technician constantly monitoring and optimizing the entire system.
Interesting. And what exactly does it monitor?
It analyzes a vast amount of data, everything from server temperature fluctuations and power usage patterns to subtle hardware vibrations.
Wow, it's like having a crystal ball for your data center.
It is. The AI can recognize patterns and anomalies and predict potential issues even before they occur.
So instead of reacting to problems after they happen, you're anticipating and preventing them. That must lead to significant savings.
It does. The case study projects a potential cost reduction of 20% to 30% and a significant increase in uptime, leading to 99.99% reliability.
99.99%, that's practically bulletproof.
It seems like AI is becoming the ultimate insurance policy for businesses that depend on a reliable digital infrastructure.
Makes sense. Now, I'm curious about our next case study you mentioned. It's particularly intriguing for podcast enthusiasts like us.
This one focuses on an AI-powered platform that's disrupting the traditional approach to startup funding.
Startup funding, that's a tough nut to crack, even with the best ideas.
It is, and this platform aims to make the process more efficient and effective.
Okay, I'm all ears. Tell me how it works.
Imagine a digital matchmaking service for startups and investors.
Matchmaking for startups and investors. Interesting, go on.
Startups create a profile, upload their pitch deck, and provide key information about their businesses. Investors do the same, outlining their investment criteria and areas of interest.
So the AI comes in and plays matchmaker, connecting startups with potential investors based on their profile.
Exactly. And it goes beyond just keywords or industry categories. The AI analyzes the pitch itself, the startup's team, their market, their financials, and a host of other factors to determine the best possible fit.
So it's about going beyond surface-level matching and identifying the connections that have the highest potential for success. That's pretty cool.
It is, but it gets even better. The platform also facilitates direct communication between startups and investors through a unique Medium video podcasts.
Video podcast, that's brilliant. It's like a virtual pitch event where startups can showcase their ideas in a more engaging and dynamic way.
Exactly. They can convey their passion, their vision, their personalities. It's not just about reading bullet points on a slide deck.
And investors get a much richer understanding of the startup and the team behind it.
Right. It's about building connections and trust, which are essential ingredients in any successful investment relationship.
This platform seems like a game changer for both sides of the equation.
It is. Startups get increased exposure, and a streamlined way to connect with potential investors, and investors get access to a curated pool of pre-vetted startups that match their investment criteria.
Talk about efficiency.
It's like having a personalized investment advisor who curates a selection of startups tailored to your specific interests and goals.
And let's not forget about the AI behind the scenes. The platform also provides valuable data and insights to both startups and investors, helping them make more informed decisions.
So it's not just about connecting the dots. It's about providing the context and insights to make those connections meaningful and productive. Now, let's circle back to our first case study, the AI-powered sales analytics app. We talked about the impressive increase in closed deals and the reduction in the sales cycle, but I'm curious about the long-term impact. Was this a one-time boost, or did the AI continue to deliver value over time?
That's a great question, and the case study actually addresses this. The AI wasn't just a quick fix. It became an integral part of their sales process.
So they continued to use it even after seeing the initial results.
They did. And they found that the AI's predictive capabilities continued to improve over time as it learned from new data and user feedback.
So it's a continuous learning system, constantly evolving and adapting to new trends and market dynamics.
Exactly. And that adaptability is crucial in today's rapidly changing business landscape. Now, let's revisit our fashion-forward case study, the one with the on-demand manufacturing app. We talked about the impressive reduction in waste and the clever use of dynamic pricing. But I'm wondering about the customer experience. Did customers embrace this new way of buying clothes?
That's a great point. Personalization is a hot trend these days, but it only works if customers actually like it.
Well, according to the case study, customer satisfaction skyrocketed.
So they liked being able to personalize their clothes.
They did. The app provided a fun and interactive way to design their own clothes, and they loved the fact that they were getting unique pieces tailored to their preferences, plus they appreciated the sustainability aspect.
So they were getting personalized fashion without the guilt of contributing to fast fashion's environmental problems. It's a win-win for both the business and the planet.
Absolutely. Now let's go back to our data center deep dive. We discussed the potential cost savings and the incredible reliability achieved through AI-powered management. But I'm curious about the human element. Did the AI completely replace the need for human technicians?
That's a common concern. But in this case, the AI served as a powerful tool to augment the capabilities of human experts.
So it wasn't a case of AI versus humans, but rather AI and humans working together.
Exactly. The AI handled the routine monitoring and analysis, freeing up the technicians to focus on more complex tasks and strategic planning.
It's about finding the right balance, leveraging the strengths of both AI and human intelligence.
Precisely. Now let's return to the exciting world of startups and the AI-powered funding platform. We talked about the streamlined matching process and the use of video podcasts to connect startups and investors. But what about the success rate? Did this platform actually lead to more startups securing funding?
That's the million-dollar question. After all, a matchmaking service is only as good as its track record.
Right. So did it work?
Well, the case study reports a significant increase in the number of startups securing funding through the platform compared to traditional methods. And not only that, the average funding round size also increased.
So it's not just about getting more startups funded, it's about getting them funded at a higher level.
Exactly. It's a testament to the AI's ability to identify those high potential startups and connect them with the right investors.
Now for our final case study, let's revisit the world of market research and the AI-powered app that's helping businesses unlock deeper insights into their customers. We discussed the power of sentiment analysis and the ability to tap into vast amounts of data from social media, online reviews, and other sources. But I'm curious about the practical applications. How are businesses actually using these insights to improve their products, their marketing, their customer service?
That's where the rubber meets the road. The case study provides several compelling examples.
Okay, give me an example.
For instance, one company used the AI to analyze customer feedback on a new product prototype.
Interesting. And what did the AI uncover?
The AI identified a recurring complaint about a specific design feature.
So they were able to fix the problem before launching the product.
Exactly. They used the AI to preempt a potential product flop.
That's a smart move.
Yeah.
It's much easier to fix a problem before it becomes a public relations disaster.
Absolutely. And another company used the AI to analyze social media sentiment around a new marketing campaign.
Okay, what did they learn?
They discovered that the campaign was resonating strongly with a particular demographic group they hadn't initially targeted.
So they were able to adjust their marketing strategy and reach a wider audience.
Precisely. They used AI to uncover a hidden opportunity, a market segment they hadn't even considered.
That's the power of data-driven insights. They can reveal unexpected patterns and open up new possibilities.
Exactly. And yet another company used the AI to personalize their customer service interactions.
Okay. How do they do that?
The AI analyzed customer data to identify those who were at risk of churning, meaning they were likely to cancel their subscriptions.
So they were able to proactively reach out to these customers and try to keep them from leaving.
Exactly. They used AI to turn potential churners into loyal customers.
That's a clever application of predictive analytics. It's about using data to anticipate customer needs and proactively address potential issues before they escalate.
Precisely. And that proactive approach is becoming increasingly important in today's competitive business landscape.
So these case studies really showcase the versatility of AI. It's not just about one specific application or industry. It's about finding creative ways to leverage this powerful technology to solve problems, optimize processes, and enhance human capabilities across a wide range of domains.
I completely agree. And what's particularly exciting is that we're still in the early stages of the AI revolution. As the technology continues to evolve and mature, we can expect to see even more innovative and transformative applications emerge in the years to come.
It's like we've just scratched the surface of what's possible with AI. And that brings us to an important question. What are the potential challenges and ethical considerations that come with this rapidly evolving technology?
That's a crucial topic and one that deserves careful consideration. While AI offers immense potential for good, it also raises important questions about privacy, security, transparency, and accountability.
We need to ensure that AI is developed and used responsibly, ethically, and for the benefit of all humankind.
Absolutely. And that's precisely what we'll be exploring in the final part of our deep dive. We'll delve into the potential pitfalls of AI and discuss how we can navigate this uncharted territory with wisdom and foresight.
Stay tuned for a thought-provoking discussion about the future of AI and its impact on society, the economy, and our lives as individuals. So these video podcasts, are they like a regular podcast just with video?
Yeah, pretty much. But the focus is really on the startup pitch. It's their chance to shine, you know?
And for investors, it's like getting a front row seat to these pitches without having to travel to a bunch of different events.
Exactly. It's all about efficiency and convenience.
So this platform is really a win-win for both sides. startups get increased exposure and a streamlined way to connect with potential investors, and investors get access to a curated pool of pre-vetted startups that match their investment criteria.
And it sounds like the AI is doing a lot of the heavy lifting.
It is. It's analyzing all this data, identifying potential matches, and even providing insights to help both sides make more informed decisions.
It's like having a superpowered matchmaker and analyst all rolled into one.
Exactly.
Okay.
So we've talked about sales fashion data centers and now startup funding. Let's shift gears again and revisit our first case study, the AI-powered sales analytics app.
Okay. The one that helped boost closed deals by 15 to 30%.
Right. We talked about the impressive short-term results, but I'm curious about the long-term impact. Did the AI continue to deliver value over time?
Good question. And the case study actually addresses this. They found that the AI wasn't just a quick fix. It actually became an integral part of their sales process.
So they didn't just use it once and then abandon it.
No, they kept using it, and they found that the AI's predictive capabilities continued to improve over time.
Really? How did that happen?
Well, the AI was constantly learning from new data and user feedback, so it was able to adapt and become even more accurate in its predictions.
So it's like a student who keeps getting better at their craft the more they practice.
Exactly. The AI is always learning and evolving.
And that's crucial in today's rapidly changing business landscape. What works today might not work tomorrow, so businesses need to be adaptable.
Absolutely. Okay, let's jump back to our fashion case study, the one with the on-demand manufacturing app.
Right, the one that doubled sales and reduced waste.
Exactly. I'm curious about the customer experience. Did people actually like using this app to design their own clothes?
Well, according to the case study, customer satisfaction was through the roof.
So they enjoyed the personalization aspect?
They did. They loved being able to choose the style, the color, the fit, everything. And they also appreciated the sustainability aspect.
So they were getting personalized fashion without the guilt of contributing to fast fashion's environmental problems.
Yes, exactly. It was a win-win for both the business and the planet now. Let's go back to our data center deep dive. We talked about how AI can help prevent downtime. But I'm curious, did the AI completely replace the need for human technicians?
That's a valid concern, but in this case, no, the AI didn't replace humans. It actually augmented their capabilities.
This is more of a collaboration.
Exactly. The AI handled the routine monitoring and analysis, which freed up the technicians to focus on more complex tasks and strategic planning.
So it was about finding the right balance, leveraging the strengths of both AI and human intelligence.
Precisely. Okay, let's revisit our startup funding case study, the one with the AI-powered matchmaking platform.
Right, the one that uses video podcasts to connect startups and investors.
Did this platform actually lead to more startups securing funding?
Well, the case study reports that the number of startups getting funded through this platform was significantly higher compared to traditional methods.
So it's actually making a difference.
It is. And not only that, the average funding round size also increased.
So startups were getting more money, too. That's impressive.
It is. It seems like the AI is really good at identifying those high potential startups and connecting them with the right investors.
Okay, now for our final case study. Let's go back to the world of market research.
The one with the AI-powered app that helps businesses understand their customers.
Yeah, I'm curious how businesses are actually using these insights to improve their products, their marketing, their customer service.
Well, the case study gives some really interesting examples.
Okay, like what?
Well, one company used the AI to analyze customer feedback on a new product prototype.
Oh, so they were testing out a new product.
Yeah, and the AI was able to identify a recurring complaint about a specific design feature.
So they caught the problem early on.
They did.
Yeah.
And they were able to modify the design before launching the product.
That's so much better than launching a flawed product and then having to deal with all the negative feedback.
Absolutely. It's all about being proactive.
Okay. What about the other examples?
Well, another company used the AI to analyze social media sentiment around a new marketing campaign.
Sentiment analysis, that's where the AI tries to figure out how people are feeling about something, right?
Exactly. And in this case, the AI discovered that the campaign was resonating really well with a particular demographic group that the company hadn't initially targeted.
So they were able to adjust their marketing strategy and reach a wider audience.
They were, and it led to a significant boost in sales.
That's great. So they basically found a new market they hadn't even considered before.
Exactly. And the last example involves a company that used AI to personalize their customer service interactions.
Personalization is such a big deal these days. Customers really respond to it.
You do. And in this case, the AI was able to analyze customer data and identify those who were at risk of churning, meaning they were likely to cancel their subscriptions.
So they were able to intervene and try to keep those customers.
Exactly. They reached out to them with targeted offers and incentives.
And it worked.
It did. They were able to significantly reduce their churn rate.
That's a clever use of AI. It's like having a customer retention specialist who can predict which customers are about to leave.
Exactly. So these case studies really show how versatile AI is. It's not just about one specific application or industry. It's about finding creative ways to use this technology to solve problems and improve efficiency.
And what's even more exciting is that we're just scratching the surface of what's possible with AI as the technology continues to evolve. We can expect to see even more innovative applications emerge in the years to come.
It's mind-boggling to think about what the future holds, but with all this potential comes a lot of responsibility.
Right. We need to make sure that AI is developed and used ethically and for the benefit of all humankind.
Absolutely. And that's something we'll be discussing in the final part of our deep dive. We'll explore some of the potential challenges and ethical considerations surrounding AI.
Okay. I'm looking forward to that.
Okay. So we've seen how AI can be this incredible tool.
Yeah.
Boosting sales, optimizing fashion, even predicting server failures in data centers.
It really is remarkable how far AI has come and the impact it's having across so many industries.
Absolutely. But like with any powerful technology, there's a flip side. You know, we need to be aware of the potential downsides and make sure we're using AI responsibly.
You're absolutely right. It's like imagine giving someone a super fast car with no brakes or safety features. It could be incredibly dangerous.
Exactly. So when we talk about AI, we need to think about those brakes, those safety features. What are the things we need to put in place to make sure AI is used ethically and for the benefit of everyone?
One of the most important things is transparency. You know, we need to understand how these AI systems work, the data they're trained on, the logic behind their decisions.
Right. Because if we're going to rely on AI to make important decisions, especially in areas like healthcare or finance, we need to know how those decisions are being made.
Exactly. It's like if you go to a doctor and they prescribe you a medication, you want to know why they're prescribing it, what the potential side effects are.
You want to be informed.
Exactly. And it's the same with AI. We need to be able to understand how it's working and why it's making certain recommendations.
So transparency is crucial, but it's not the only thing, right? What else do we need to consider?
Well, security is a huge issue. AI systems can be vulnerable to hacking, data breaches, malicious manipulation. We need to make sure these systems are secure, especially if they're dealing with sensitive data.
Because the consequences could be disastrous if someone were to hack into an AI system controlling, say, a power grid or a self-driving car.
Exactly. The stakes are very high, so security is paramount.
Okay, so we've got transparency, we've got security. What about accountability? You know, if an AI system makes a mistake or causes harm, who's responsible?
That's a really tricky question, and it's something we're still grappling with as a society. I think it's going to involve a combination of developers, the companies deploying the AI, and probably policymakers as well.
So it's a shared responsibility.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy to figure out, but it's something we need to address as AI becomes more integrated into our lives.
Now, another concern that often comes up is the potential impact on jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people worry that AI will automate everything and leave humans unemployed.
Yeah, I hear that a lot, but I think it's more nuanced than that. I don't think AI will completely replace humans. I think it's more likely to reshape the nature of work.
So instead of thinking about AI versus humans, it's more about AI and humans working together, each contributing their unique strengths.
Exactly. And I think this will create new opportunities and new types of jobs that we haven't even imagined yet.
But it also means that people will need to adapt, learn new skills, be willing to embrace lifelong learning.
Definitely. And I think there's a role for governments and educational institutions to provide the necessary training and support to help people navigate this transition.
Absolutely. Because we want to make sure everyone benefits from the AI revolution, not just a select few.
Exactly. It's about creating a more inclusive and equitable future.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I think it's clear that AI is an incredibly powerful technology with the potential to revolutionize countless aspects of our lives.
It has the power to solve some of the world's most pressing problems, from climate change to disease to poverty.
But it's crucial that we use this power wisely, thoughtfully, ethically.
We need to have open and honest conversations about the potential risks and challenges. And we need to work together to develop safeguards and guidelines to ensure that AI is used for good.
I think the future of AI is really up to us. It's not predetermined. It's a future that we're shaping with every decision we make.
And I'm hopeful that we can create a future where AI empowers humanity and helps us build a better world for all.
Well said. Thanks for joining me on this deep dive. It's been a fascinating conversation.
My pleasure. I always enjoy these deep dives.
Me too. And to our listeners, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back soon with another deep dive into the world of cutting-edge technology. Until then, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep asking questions.